I just, okay, so you know, I've been off for 2 weeks, right? And so I haven't like paid nearly as much attention to the news as I normally would until this weekend. I figured like, okay, it's time. I've got a 3 hour show a day now instead of 2 hours. I need to fill it with news. And now I'm worried if I had an 8 hour show, it would not be enough to talk about all the shit that's going on right now.
There's a lot of shit going on right now. Yeah. And foremost, Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House again. We probably should just get that out of the way. Let's just get that out of the way because everybody is really upset about that, I'm sure. I thought there was like a little portion of me yesterday that was like, you know, there's a shot that the Wicked Witch may not get back in there.
Teeny tiny chance, right?
Little chance. I was thinking to myself, this may actually happen because, you know, people that have, there's some people that have COVID that aren't going to come vote. You know, they can't show up. I mean,
they did though. Did you hear about the one that did?
Oh yeah, I did. Which is, you know what? They weren't social distancing. These are the people who are preaching to all of us. You guys can't have your businesses. Mm-hmm. They shut down businesses, you guys. And then these yahoos are showing up to vote for Nancy Pelosi.
Just testing positive. Like, right. It's not like they're just, you know, staying home to quarantine just in case they've come into contact. They themselves are positive.
Right.
And they were there voting. Right.
Yeah. I mean, so if you're a business owner and your government tells you now you can't have a business, this is what you tell them. You tell them, right. Here's my big fat middle finger. If it's okay for you to go get up, if you have COVID, and it's okay for you to go vote for Nancy Pelosi, that 80,000-year-old woman that's had like, we don't believe in term limits in this country, apparently, for people like Nancy Pelosi, who has been telling everybody, don't do this, shut down your businesses. Oh, by the way, I'm not going to wear a mask and show up at the salon and tell the salon to open on a weekend. And then when I'm found out, I'm going to like ruin that person.
Yeah.
You tell the government to go suck it is what you tell the government to do. I mean, seriously, after all this, I'm looking at this yesterday going, you got to be kidding me with this garbage.
These 216 people, votes.
Yeah.
And 216.
McCarthy got what? 209? Isn't that right?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Maybe even more. It could have been like, yeah, it could have been around that or even a tick more. And she needed only 214. So, I mean, she got it by the absolute skin of her teeth.
Hair of her chinny chin chin is what it was.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, she's it. And she's like 1,000 years old. So way to reach out to the new young guns and the new young generation Democrats. Right. Good job.
She is death becomes her. You know what I mean?
No, she
at
really
this point,
is.
Oh my God. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare what we're dealing with. I don't know how anybody thinks that it's a good idea and I can't believe we don't have term limits on these people. I just can't believe it.
Or just even at this point, I would be happy with an age limit. Honestly. I mean, you know what I mean? Term limits are supposed to be when you vote. Like, we do have the power of them. But, like, this is out of control. These are not – you should just – it should be – and listen, I know this would count Trump out as well. But, like, by the time you hit 75, you just don't get to play anymore. You just don't. Like, you got to get out and retire and be a normal person. Enough is enough. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Yeah. I mean, but 80? I mean, she's 80, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she's actually 80 years old exactly.
Yeah, she's 80. She is 80. Like, what? At 80 years old, are you even going to be wanting to work?
No. Oh my God. I already don't want to.
I know.
So, I mean, at 80, there's no way.
I mean, this is the thing. It's like, I'm barely 50, and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I mean, I want to do this. But I don't want to do I don't want to like work.
Right.
I mean,
you don't want to have like jobs.
Yeah. Could you imagine like being up there and like running for something at 80?
That speaks to how awesome it must be when you're in it. Right.
Right.
Like, it's so cush that you can't extricate.
Yeah. It's a power thing and a money thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's they get so like consumed with this money and power and all the prestige and all the cush and the extra benefits. And God, I mean, we have put these people in a position where it is so swank.
Yeah.
It should suck.
It should be a chore, and it's called public service. It should be about service and not about the bennies. Yeah, you know what I mean? But they are so power hungry, and it's so cush for them that they just can't stop.
Right.
Even when they're 80.
It's not freaking work.
It's just insane. Okay, I don't know about you, but I am already exhausted from the week that's coming. Yeah. So this week, oh my God, it's going to be out of control. And it's more out of control as of Sunday than I thought it was even going to be by Wednesday, which is when it's really going to get out of control. Yeah. So I don't even know what we should do first. Should we talk about Georgia first? Should we talk about the phone call first? Should we talk about what's happening Wednesday first? I don't even know.
I don't know. Just pick something. Pick something and go with it.
Okay. Well, then we should probably talk about the phone call.
Okay, talk about the phone call.
Yeah, so that's the biggest, the big story from yesterday is this leaked phone call that came out between Donald Trump and Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffelsmaker Burger, whatever his name is. And I know it's Raff something. Yeah. And then a bunch of lawyers, right? So and Governor Kemp was also on the call. So this call was like an hour, just over an hour, I think. And the Washington Post leaked it. First, they summarized it into like a 4.5 minute clip where if you listen to that 4 minutes, it sounds not very good. Like it sounds like Trump was saying things that he shouldn't have been saying. But if you actually put the things that he said in context of the hour-long call, which they did ultimately release, he is saying all the same things that he has been saying about the various instances of fraud, the different examples of fraud, the numbers that he was asking for the Secretary of State. Please look at these numbers again, because here is where they were all messed up. We won by a lot, but we're not asking you to like recount and revisit hundreds of thousands of votes. We're asking for you specifically to look at 11,000 and some change that we know are fraudulent. Can you please do that? And he's like, no, your numbers are wrong. And we believe in our numbers. And what you're saying is not true. And all the truth is going to come out. And then wouldn't you know it? Of course it does. And so there's very different camps on this whole call. There's the people, even Republicans, who are like Ari Fleischer. I was really surprised to read his tweet about it. He was like, this is wrong. This is morally wrong. This is legally wrong. Trump is wrong, wrong, wrong. Can't believe he did this. Oh my God, the world is ending, blah. And then there's a bunch of Republicans, and of course all Democrats say that, but there's a bunch of Republicans who are like, he said nothing. He should be tweeting out this call. He should be actually using this to his advantage and retweeting it and saying, look at how utterly unwilling the Georgia people are to look at what happened in this election.
Yeah.
So now, you know, if you look at the top of Daily Mail, it's like, oh yeah, legal experts are saying that he should be impeached over this.
Crying out loud. I mean, wasn't he already impeached? I mean, who cares? Whatever. Can you impeach somebody twice?
Oh yeah. You can impeach them over and over again.
Oh, crying out freaking loud. Give me a break. I think all of us are exhausted by that. Whatever. I mean, it's at this point, it's like, I can't believe that more and more people aren't asking the question, what happened in this election? I think it's abundantly obvious that the people who aren't asking the question are the people who wanted to cheat.
Yeah.
It's like, hello. I think isn't that obvious to everybody?
It's sad because there's the part of me that's so exhausted from this and exhausted from waiting for the Kraken that I'm just like, can we just be done? But then there's the part of me that's like, we gotta do what's right. We gotta fix this. We gotta make sure that our election is, you know, trustworthy. We gotta be able to count on the results. And so yay, rah, go Ted Cruz, go all of you Congress people who are fighting and pushing back. But then there's also the side of me that's like, nothing's gonna happen from that pushback.
Yeah, it's kind of like, because I go back to the whole, no, I hear you. I'm right there with you because I always go back to the whole, everybody who's corrupt in Washington doesn't get their day in court.
Yeah.
They never get held responsible. There is no such thing as a judicial like system within Washington. Like nobody gets held accountable for anything. I see Hillary Clinton. I mean, it's like
see Comey. Like, I see all these people that should have been in so much trouble, and they're just living their lives. They're putting out books. They're making millions.
Right. They become you know, commentators on CNN. They become rich. These people get rewarded for being complete asshats, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm right there with you. I don't know what to tell you other than the fact that this is a huge deal because it's our election. This is how we do elections. And so I worry about all the future elections.
Right.
I'm not so concerned about this election because I kind of feel like, you know, I don't know what to tell you other than the fact that I think that we probably lost this election. I know that people are going to get mad at me for saying that, but I'm more concerned about future elections. I'm more concerned about Georgia and then fundamentally transforming everything. I'm more concerned about Democrats literally cheating their way into fundamentally transforming this country and doing it in such an undermined way where, you know, I have to look at my daughter and say, this is your America. Your America has been stolen from you because these people cheated. Yeah. That's not okay. That's not okay. I mean, if you did it fair and square, cool. That's fine. I can live with that. But I don't feel like that's the way it was done. I don't feel that way. And I feel like there's a lot of Democrats who feel that way too. They're just unwilling. They're unwilling to admit it out loud because they hate Trump so much.
But some of them even are, because if you look at polls, the question is, do you feel like there was fraud in the election? Tons of Democrats say yes.
Right.
Tons of them say yes.
But they're okay with it because they don't like Trump. Well,
right.
How would you feel about that in everyday life? If you take Trump out of it, take the election out of it, you know, use this scenario in an everyday life scenario in your life, would you feel okay about winning something if you didn't win it fair and square in your life? Would you feel okay about that? I mean, it's like, what about your kids? Would you feel okay looking at your kids and saying, you know, mommy got this, but I cheated to get there.
And
that's how I did it. And listen, we just don't like that other person. So it's okay. It's okay to cheat if you don't like the other person. No, it's not okay. Are you okay with saying that to your kids? Because, you know, these are the people who are always like, we don't want Trump in office because, you know, he's a bad influence on our kids. I mean, these people scream that all the time. Really? You guys just freaking cheated to get the presidency. I mean, it's like, how do you square that with your freaking kids? You know,
well, and if the Democrats in Congress really believe that they won, they should have no problem with any of the commission that Ted Cruz wants to set up. They should be welcoming it.
Totally.
They should be like, we are so sure that we won this election fair and square that yes, we want to prove it to you. Bring on the commissions.
Right.
Let's have a recount. Let's do this. Let's make sure that everything is on the up and up. And the fact that they don't want to do that should speak volumes to everybody.
Absolutely should speak, especially since they are all about the commissions and the investigations. Good Lord, that's all they've done for the past 4 years is investigations of Trump.
Yeah.
That's all they've done. So, I mean, you think that they would be the first people to be like, oh, we love investigations. This is what we're really good at.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we do. So, yeah, I don't buy it for a second. I think the whole election was rigged. I mean, I absolutely believe that. Do I think that anything's going to come of this? Probably not. But I'm mostly worried about future elections. This is what concerns me the most. I worry about my kids and your kids.
That's why this phone call and Georgia in particular is so important.
Right.
What's really scary is that Democrats are looking like they're going to win they're going to win both Senate seats. Already the early voting is leaning in their favor. And it's like 50, I think it was like almost 56,000 people have already early voted who did not vote in November.
Yeah.
So what the hell? There's 55,000 people who weren't engaged enough to vote for president, and we're supposed to believe that now they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to come out and vote in a runoff? Bull crap. These people were so paid.
Yeah.
I mean, this is such a scam already.
It is totally a scam. Well, I mean, I think people know what to do at this point, right? And I think this is going to backfire on Democrats. It's going to backfire in 2022, don't you think?
How though? Because if elections are ruined, then how will we ever come back from this? That's my ultimate fear, right? If they win the Senate, they're going to pack the courts. There's going to be literally no recourse for us in future elections. None. They're just going to, it's just going to be a Democrat dictatorship from here on out. That is like my legit fear if the Senate race gets lost. I mean, it's terrifying because then there's nothing we can do. Like, yeah, we can maybe vote in some Republican House members, but if we never have a majority again, what? Yikes.
Well, maybe we should split the country in two.
It's going to take a revolution, man. And I think people are going to be ready. Like after this, people are going to be like, I'm not going to be, because then they'll have just carte blanche to do whatever, to put in the Green New Deal, right? Like to just,
that this nonsense about making DC a state, Puerto Rico a state, all this bullshit. I'm just like, seriously, these people they're talking crazy. I mean, it's crazy. But this is the stuff that a lot of the lofos don't even think about.
Yeah.
You know, you got your suburban, you know, upper middle class mom, stay at home mom, and you know, her swank little house that is just like, ah, I'm so woke. I'm gonna vote Democrat. I'm so woke, you guys. Look at me. I'm such a good person. I'm such a good person for voting Democrat. She has no idea what Chuck Schumer said. She has no clue. She's not plugged in. She watches CNN like a freaking drone. She has no clue that Chuck Schumer has been talking about stuff like, you know, making DC a state and making Puerto Rico a state and all of this garbage. She doesn't even know. She's not been following politics. All she cares about is looking cool to her friends.
Yeah. You know,
and being able to post on Hill. Right. She can post on Facebook that she's so woke and so she's such a good person, you guys. It's like identity politics and it's like virtue signaling and I'm so good. No, Becky, you're not good. You're an idiot. You're an idiot, Becky. Yeah.
No offense to all the Beckys.
No offense. I mean, listen, I have Beckys in my family. They're great. But my point is that like these people think that they know what they're talking about and they don't. They've not been following politics for the past 12 years, 15 years, 20 years. They don't know. And so they don't know what these people have in mind. You know, they just have been like they've been listening and maybe hearing bits and pieces, and they think they're thinking with their feelings and they think that they're doing the right thing. You're not doing the right thing. You know, it's not the answer. And when they think that socialism is really cool, but you know, your upper middle class white neighborhood isn't going to be all that when socialism kicks in, you know, good luck with that.
Exactly.
Good luck for, you know, when you have to sell your hair to get food, you know, it's not going to be pretty, Becky.
Oh, and speaking of virtue signaling, did you see the opening of the Congress, the prayer, the reverend?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Okay. All I know is that they weren't socially distanced, and that really
irritated. Well, yeah, that's a whole other thing. So some preacher dude from Missouri, I think. It doesn't even matter what his name is. He's a total lunatic. He does his prayer. He's like, oh, you know, God, look down on the Congress, make sure everybody, whatever. Normal prayer until the end, where instead of just wrapping it up with the word amen, he said amen and a woman.
Oh, my God.
I am not making that up. It is on our website, chicksontheright.com. I couldn't believe it. I was screaming yesterday because a reverend, doesn't know that the word amen is not gendered.
I mean, I don't, what? Oh my God. What? Okay.
Can you even?
No, I can't. Okay, so that reminds me. So House Dems and Pelosi are moving to ban, or I think you probably saw this, they're moving to ban father, mother, son, daughter, and other gendered words from our vocabulary. They want to remove that. So you know that was Democrats that did that.
Of course it was. Was it McCarthy who responded back to that and was like, this is stupid, signed a father, grandfather, and son.
Well, what's interesting to me is that Pelosi, in her bio, she describes herself as a grandmother. So, okay, so you're just not going to do that anymore? You're just not going to do that because you can't.
She'll get to. It's just the rest of us won't.
Okay.
They're trying to say it's not a big deal. I don't know why the right is so upset about this. It's just for text. It's just to make things neutral and like easier for people. And instead of saying father and mother, we'll just say parent. It's not a big deal. Oh, but now we're saying a women instead of a men, which just means so be it. It has nothing to do with the gender.
That just makes you look like a dumbass.
I mean, this is insane.
The word is amen. That's the word. It just makes you look stupid, you know?
Well, and it was funny because then everybody exploded. Like the post that I wrote, the title said, has everybody gone completely womental? Because are we going to have a constitutional amendment to make changes now? I mean, what are we doing?
It's
what is happening?
It's completely insane. There again, it's this whole woke thing. It's like we all have to be so woke. I refuse. I am not doing that. I'm not doing it. You look like an idiot. You're a follower. You are a sheep. Stop it. You look like a complete moron when you do that. And that guy who got up and said, a woman, I'm sorry. Stop it.
I mean, and the fact that like everybody just went about their business, you know what I mean?
It's madness. It is madness.
I thought it was made up. Like when I saw that someone tweeted, oh, now we're saying amen and a women. I was like, no, that's ridiculous. And then I watched the tape.
And everybody's like, oh yeah, he's look at him. He's so woke. He's a woke
He's being
creature.
So inclusive.
Oh God. I cannot with people. These people are ridiculous. Let's get rid of gendered language in speech. How about you bite me? I'm a mom. I'm always going to be a mom.
Yeah.
And my husband is a dad. You know why? Because I am a woman and he is a man. And that's that. That is that.
I can't believe that this is something that we actually have to debate.
Yeah. And you know why? Because Democrats.
Exactly.
That's why we're debating it. We're debating it because Democrats and liberals, that's why we're debating it. They can have their own little like fairyland where they don't have gender. They can do
right.
that.
I just
I live in the
can't.
Real world.
That one was like, I've thought so many times, okay, this is rock bottom, right? And then they just keep raising the game. I mean, it gets so much dumber all the time.
Yeah. And people will listen to this podcast and say that we're horrible people, that we're somehow, they're going to make up some sort of ist that we are for not buying into the amen garbage.
Yeah. Like I'm totally wokest. I am totally wokest.
Oh, I'm an absolute wokest. You can call me that. You can absolutely
proud
call
wokest.
Me that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My God.
So the other reason that this week is going to be insane, of course, is because of Wednesday, which is when it's the official, we're supposed to certify the vote. And now we've got 12-ish senators who are going to vote against certifying it. We've got 140, I think, maybe more Congress people or House people that are doing the same thing. None of that, as far as I can tell, and I've tried to read as much as I can about this, none of that is going to do much except delay the certification, and not by a long time. Like it's probably a few days that we're looking at, where they're going to have to debate and each side will be able to present the reasons that they either want to certify or don't. But then ultimately there has to still be like a majority in both houses that want to not certify it. And we just don't have that. And so I've heard about like how Pence can do things and how there's all these ideas and theories and conspiracies about how Trump can actually pull this out. And listen, I will be the happiest person ever if that happens. I'm just not seeing a realistic path to that. And if people have pointed me to various Twitter accounts of people who are like, oh, this is exactly how it's going to work. I don't have very much confidence in that.
Yeah. And I don't know how it's going to work either. I'm also with you. I agree 100% that it would be fantastic if it came out in our favor. I also have heard that there's going to be a giant protest that day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On the 6th. I have a friend from high school that's going to be going. We have a friend of ours. I think Kira was talking about going.
Yeah, I think she might be.
She may be going. So I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be there, a lot of conservatives that are going to be there. Not tearing crap up, not being violent.
Well, except Antifa, you know, is going to be there to cause trouble.
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the things when my friend told me last week she was going to go, I was like, be very careful because you know Antifa is going to be there. And she was like, well, you know, I'm not one of those people. I'm obviously not an instigator. She's like, but I can defend myself. And I was like, I know you can. You were a fighter in high school. I know you can. So I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. The 6th is going to be, Wednesday is going to be an interesting day.
The problem with Wednesday too is that it's not going to end on Wednesday.
No. Right?
Like, and I, you know, there's part of me that it's like, okay, great. If they drag it out a few days, awesome. And then we'll, you know, they'll have exhausted every option. But ultimately I feel like the result is going to be the result. But it could get dragged out into next week. We might still be talking about this.
Yeah. People are saying Wednesday will be an epiphany. You know, I hope that that's the case. Whatever it is, I hope it's an epiphany, you know?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. Wednesday will just be a very interesting day, no matter which way it goes, right?
Yeah. Just like exhausted already, and it is Monday.
I'm not exhausted. I'm looking forward to seeing what this week holds, you know? I'm ready. I'm ready for this week.
For the week to be done. I just want it to be over. I'm just so tired of worrying about it. I'd rather like start worrying about other things.
Yeah. It's like you're sick of the limbo. It's like, already, let's just get an answer and figure out what we need to do. Yeah.
Let's have some freaking Kraken.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I hate that word. Kraken.
I know. I'm not a fan of the word Kraken either.
Who came up with the Kraken? What is that? What is the Kraken? What is the story behind that? Do we know? Is there a story behind that? Somebody needs to explain that to me.
Yeah, I don't. Release the Kraken comes from some movie, and I don't even remember what movie, but right. That's.
I'm sure that's somebody can explain that to me. So maybe somebody can let me know what that is. Anyhow.
Have you heard about Bean Dad?
Bean Dad.
Bean
no.
Dad. Okay, this is another story that exploded on Twitter over the weekend.
Have I heard about Bean Dad? Maybe I have. What is it? Tell me.
So it's there is a guy who co-hosts a podcast with Ken Jennings of Jeopardy fame.
Yeah.
And that dad, he's a dad, and he posted a giant story on Twitter about his 9-year-old daughter wanting to have beans. And he decided to use that as a teaching moment to make sure that his daughter could figure out how to use a can opener. And it became a 6-hour ordeal. And he told the story about how he was like, you're not going to get your beans until you figure out how to open the can opener or how to use the can opener. And he posted the story on Twitter and everybody exploded. Like, it literally exploded to the point where he deleted his account and people were saying that he was the worst dad ever and that he was a child abuser and it was absolutely insane. So it might be an interesting story for us to dig deep into for our podcast this week, because it's all about, is this a good parent? Is this a terrible parent? And all of the reaction to it.
Yes. I would love that. I will definitely look into that and see what I think about that. Yeah.
There's already tons of articles about it floating around.
Yes. Bean Dad. Mm-hmm. This should be really, really fun. And I always love it when people put their parenting crap on social media.
Right? Yeah, and it was like a huge thread of tweets that he wrote the whole story in.
Yeah, also makes me very, very excited when people put all their stuff on social media like that. Like, let me tell you how I parent.
Then get like really upset when people say, I don't think you parented right.
Yeah.
And then they double and triple down and then they delete their account.
Hurt and then take it off Twitter. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're definitely, that would be a really fun one to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an interesting story. So there's that. Rob and I haven't even talked about the Ilaria story. And so I don't know if he has or what he has to say about that. It will not die. Every time I open up the Daily Mail, there's a new story about Ilaria.
Right.
So and you know who I talked to? Remember our writer, Ashley? I reached out to her and I was like, I have got to know what you think about this because you're, of course, bilingual and you grew up speaking Spanish and English side by side.
American. Yeah.
But we never hear an accent when she talks in English.
You would
never, ever know it. And same is true when she speaks Spanish. You don't hear an English accent. She sounds completely fluent in both. And completely 100% either a Spanish speaker or English speaker.
Right. It's,
there's not this like crazy mix that Hilaria is trying to demonstrate.
Uh-huh.
So she was like, that woman is so full of shit. I mean, she was like, it's utter bull crap.
You know, it's even funny. Like my son-in-law is 100% Mexican. And he doesn't even have a, like, seriously, 100% Mexican. And he, I mean, 100%, like you look at him and you're like, oh, he's, but then he opens his mouth. He doesn't even have an accent or anything. He doesn't go through life saying, let me talk to you about my Mexican heritage. He doesn't,
right.
He's an American. He's served in the military. But he would probably, he'd look at her and he'd be like, that chick is an idiot.
Right. Now, I mean, it's such a total scam.
It is a scam. She's like living through the lens of somebody who she's not, is what she's
doing. Did you see Alec Baldwin do an Instagram video about it? I mean, not about it, but he didn't. It's like he talked about it in a roundabout way, but didn't address it head on. And he was so psycho in the video. Like he's a lunatic.
Because he is.
Oh my God.
I mean, that guy. And like I said last week, I'm expecting him to just start punching people.
For real. Yeah. And then Chyna Phillips, also total psycho. She's of course married to Billy Baldwin.
Right.
And she released like this 20-minute video in which she is just batshit. Like this whole family.
Yeah.
They're insane.
That's her sister-in-law, right? Yeah.
Yeah. She was kind of trying to defend her, but also saying, this is really embarrassing for them.
Oh my God. You know, the only person that's probably not defending them is Stephen Baldwin. Cause you know, Stephen Baldwin's like, yeah, you deserve this. You jerks. I'm a conservative.
Yes.
Totally.
I mean, what a story, man. It's like a story that will not die.
I know.
So anyway, I don't even know if we'll get to that today, but like, oh, and also Greta Thunberg just turned 18.
Oh my gosh, really?
So now we're apparently, I mean, I feel like now nobody can say, don't insult the child.
She's a child.
She's a child.
How dare you?
How dare you? So now game on. Not like it hasn't been on. But like super extra game on because
it's game on.
I loathe her.
You guys go ahead and make fun of her. Whatever.
She's an adult.
Yeah, she's an adult now. It's like when the Olsen twins became adults.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could be like, God,
you could say the things.
Yeah. And then they obviously felt like they could marry like, you know, 60-year-olds.
And think it's going to work.
Not gonna work.
Not gonna work, you guys.
It didn't really work out
it's
for you.
It's not gonna work for you at all.
Actually, Mary Kate.
Okay. All right. I guess I should go find out if this new producer kid is here and like, you know, meet him.
And I have to go do the work. So you guys, bring it in. It's the first hug of 2021. Bring it in.
First hug,
you guys. Have a great Monday. We will talk to you tomorrow.